Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His Five, where we continue with 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. So today we're going to be talking about just reflecting and thinking about what God's done for us. And the verse that I want to read is in Joshua 4:6. And it says, "So that this will be a sign among you in the future when your children ask you, what do these stones mean?" So for me, I was thinking, you know, I've just got to confess, pessimism and negativity come very easy for me. Don't know about you, but that's just how I am. Ever since I was like a young boy, I've been able to walk into any situation and immediately point out what's wrong. And that's just a bad outlook. You know, it's a weakness that's also a strength at times. I mean, one of my best characteristics as a leader is the ability to find weak spots and correct them. However, that principle that makes me effective as a leader also does some damage at times in my marriage and parenting, so there has to be a balance. So, you know, maybe you're like this. Maybe you like to self-predict a negative outcome and then subconsciously fight to fulfill that prediction. But God wants us to view the future with optimism. I truly believe that. Not the optimism that, hey, it'll all work out just right, but the optimism that God is the one guiding the narrative, regardless of the circumstances. And in order to rest in confidence about what God will do in the future, it's good to reflect on what he's done in the past. And that's how the verse that we read, God commanded Joshua to take stones from the Jordan River and to remind the Israelites of what God had done. And that reminder of God's past faithfulness will help them trust in what God will do in the future. The stones remind them that the same God who took them across the Jordan will guide them in battle. So as I want you to join me in today, get into the habit of putting spiritual markers in your life that remind you of God's past goodness. Remembering what God has done, reflect, which means to think deeply and carefully about what he has done. And don't focus on what's wrong. Focus on who God is. Because all throughout Scripture, God tells his people to remember who he is. And think about this. The God that got you from there to here is still present. And that God can also get you from here to there. And just kind of remembering like, hey, tomorrow, yesterday's over. Tomorrow night is not here yet. All we have is today. So when in doubt, remind, remember, reflect, because God is the one who will meet our past, present, and future needs. And we'll close with one of my favorite verses, Psalm 81:10. "I am the Lord your God who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." And what God's telling the Israelites there is, hey, I'm the one that brought you out of the wilderness, and I'm the one that will continue to sustain you. And for us, that truth is the same. God's the one that brought us into new life and eternal life. And if God got us from there to here, he can get us from here to there. So reflect on what he's done for you. And then remind yourself, if he's done it in the past, he can do it again. So Lincoln Long coming at you. We will see you next time.